I'm not ready. That part thought. And there was a deeper part, a part that remembered every nuance of what had become a recurring and evolving dream, that thought something else. I'm not meant to go at all. Not all the way. At last, Roland said, I thank you, Bill. We all say thank you, I'm sure. But I think we'll pass on your kind offer. Were you to ask me why, I couldn't say, only that part of me thinks that tomorrow day's too soon. That part of me thinks we should go the rest of the way on foot, just as we've already traveled so far. He took a deep breath, let it out. I'm not ready to be there yet. Not quite ready.
You too, Susanna marveled. You too.
I need a little more time to prepare my mind and my heart. Mayhap even my soul. He reached into his back pocket and brought out the photocopy of the Robert Browning poem that had been left for them in Dandolo's medicine chest. There's something written here about remembering the old times before coming to the last battle, or the last stand. It's well said, and perhaps really all I need is what this poet speaks of. A draft of earlier, happier sights. I don't know, but unless Susanna objects, I believe we'll go on foot.
Susanna doesn't object, she said quietly. Susanna thinks it's just what the doctor ordered. Susanna only objects to being dragged along behind like a busted tailpipe.
Roland gave her a grateful, if distracted, smile. He seemed to have gone away from her somehow during these last few days, and then turned back to Bill. I wonder if you have a cart I could pull, for we'll have to take at least some gunner, and there's Patrick. He'll have to ride part of the time.
Patrick looked indignant. He cocked an arm in front of him, made a fist, and flexed his muscle. The result, a tiny goose egg rising on the biceps of his drawing arm, seemed to shame him, for he dropped it quickly.